And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the studio with that Baja guy.
I know that guy.
That guy? You know that guy? Gary Graham. We're going to be talking Baja and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show this morning. Lots of fun talking Baja with a guy that knows just about everything there is to know about Baja.
Yeah. That Baja guy.
That Baja guy,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Gary. Gary Graham.
Morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Where'd that come from, that Baja guy?
That's who he is.
Well, it all happened a couple of years ago. People would that knew me but didn't, that would be introducing me to someone else, and they would say, oh, yeah, you know, Gary does, he writes for this person and that person, and he does this, and he takes pictures, and he does this, and they'd run out of steam. And when they ran out of steam, I'd say, yeah, you know, I'm just that Baja guy.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great handle, for sure. But you've done so much in your
fishing career. I mean, you remember you caught more marlin than everybody here in Southern California. Now with all the swordfish craze, you caught some swordfish back in the day, right?
Yeah, that was my first billfish, really. It was a swordfish alone with on the first water closet that Blackman built. But that was back in 77, I think.
77?
Yeah.
Wow, on the surface.
Right.
What do you think all this deep...
I got to hear a cool stat. What was your best year on swords locally here in...
Swordfish?
Yeah.
I never got that many, maybe three or four.
In a season.
Yeah, right. On the surface.
Yeah. But I had Gene Grimes to teach me how.
Yeah, that's a good professor.
When I quit smoking, Gene promised me he'd get a swordfish for me. Okay. I'd already caught the one that you're talking about, but he every time the boat wasn't doing anything, he and I and another swordfish guy, we would go out and take the Legend out and just fish swordfish, the three of us. And we'd go out to La Jolla and look for him and so on and so forth. But he never got me one before he passed away. So he still owes me one. Next time I see him.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of this deep drop thing? People cracking the code for that, huh?
Hey, I think it's cool. As I was saying a little while ago, I just think it's so exciting. There's all this new stuff,
yeah,
which is not new, but it's new, you know. And I think that two swordfish coming in on Christmas or during the Christmas parade, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, right.
Oh boy, you know, I just thought that kind of underscores what there is out there and all these new things that are, like I say, the old new, but these things that are happening, that same thing in Baja. Now all of a sudden I've had reports from several different boats that have gone down that have done the same thing on banks below Ensenada, mm-hmm. caught a swordfish, so they had swordfish steaks in the boat, cleaned them and kept going.
You know? Nice. So,
you're going to hear the same thing down at East Cape, too. They're looking, too.
Are they?
Cool. Yeah.
In the deep area, okay.
Mark Rayer will be doing that.
Yeah. So how did you transition to Baja? I mean, you've become kind of the Baja guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right? Road trekker, of course, you know, all your road trips down and up and down the Baja.
I started, first time I ever went to Baja was in 69, so it's been a long time, almost 50 years ago, actually.
Wow.
And since then, I loved it. I loved it from the get-go. Ray Cannon had sucked me in, and Tom Miller followed, and Tom and I were friends and partners in a insurance business, and actually all of that came together, and one of the things we needed to do for the insurance business was do a road log so that we could give it out when we sold insurance. So that's
okay. Sold Baja insurance.
That was
Mexico
auto insurance. But that kind of got me into a little bit of writing. But I never ever dreamed that I would be a writer. I didn't start writing until 95.
Wow.
Seriously.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then, so think about it. In 1995, I started a new career. And pretty much from that point forward, that's been my primary focus of that and photography. So
yeah, your photographs are just unbelievable. And you work for SAC. You do a lot of events like our Mexico
events
and a lot of different events for Sport Fishing Association.
And occasionally other stuff for them, too, as well. But,
yeah.
But I'm working with because of all the SAC work, I now have five different nonprofits that are working with FONMAR in Mexico for the KID program.
Wow.
And the IGFA, came out and did that KIDS program. They were going to do kids, 100,000 kids all over the world.
Yeah.
But they stepped up. When I went back to them, I said, will you do those in Spanish for me, the kits? And they did them.
Oh, very cool.
They produced them and gave us the kits and the rods to go with them, and we've done, I didn't have to do much convincing, but FONMAR.
What is FONMAR?
FONMAR is who handles the sport fishing, Andres, all those guys.
Okay. Yeah.
Andres.
One of the government agencies.
Government.
He's like a tourism agent.
They're the one that handle all the fishing license. That's where all the money goes, and where that money is dispersed is through them. They sponsor all the tournaments that SAC has gone to in Laredo and those different Calisueños tournaments and so on that they do down there. They do 26 of them a year.
Yeah.
But anyway, at all of those now, they're doing kids clinics during the kids deal. or during the tournament. So the first night, while the adults are signing up, the kids are given a clinic, and then the day during the tournament, their one-day tournament, the kids do a tournament, either fishing off the beach or the jetty or whatever
that's
available.
Yeah.
Gonzalo started doing those, he's the guy that runs the tournaments. He's got excited about them. He's done over 1,000 kids since July of last year.
Fantastic. And what a thrill for those kids.
And it's on the books for next year. So
oh, that's great. Yeah. So what was the most exciting tournament that you – I mean, you attended a lot of tournaments, the Bisbee, the Western Afternoons Tuna Tournament. Yeah. You've done them all down in Baja. What was the most exciting tournament this year?
This year? All of them have excitement in different ways. So they all have their own personalities. Western Outdoor New Tournament, Tuna Tournament is one of a kind because it's so different, and it is the largest tournament in Cabo, actually.
Is it now?
Yeah, it is. But the Black and Blue this year, they gave out the Bisbee's Black and Blue. They gave out over $1 million each day to one winner.
Crazy.
One winner.
Wow. A lot of money spread around.
Yeah. In 3 days, there was $1.3 million given to three different teams. Yeah.
And wasn't there, and there was other, you know, it was like a tie and weight and moving around, you know, all kinds of like, you know, highs and lows for people.
Exactly. There was the group that had won the prior year, were in it and thought, or 2 years prior, had thought they were there and they're going to do it. And at the last minute, another fish came in and that was the end of it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Went from $1 million to less than $5,000 or something.
Yeah. No, that was. So, but you go to all these tournaments. You write stories. How do you focus your stories on what? Do you focus a story on one particular team, or do you just kind of write all about?
You know, what I really try to do, and I think the only reason they keep asking me back is that I try to walk in with a clean slate. I try to walk into the tournament like I'd never been to one, mm-hmm. and then whatever catches my attention, then that's what I want to write about.
Yeah.
And I have to say that all the people that the promoters of all these tournaments that put them out, they all allow me to do that.
That's cool.
You know, they don't say, well, you got to write about this, or you got to write.
Make sure you cover this sponsor, or do that kind of thing.
You got to do this. They just say, you know, write what you see.
Cool.
And then your stories will be like in BD Outdoors. And where else?
Western Outdoor News, right. Pacific Coast Sport Fishing.
Kind of all over.
They were in The Bite, which is a publication on the East Coast. There is a story on Bisbee's that will be in the spring issue, or in the February issue, I believe, of Marlin Magazine about the Bisbee dynasty I wrote. So, yeah, pretty much. And then also, there's a story going to be a story in Blue Water Magazine about Anthony and the 330 fish they caught in Bay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, with Greg Stotesbury and the whole super team. Yeah. That was quite a so where's that story going to show?
That'll be in Blue Water in Australia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are going to want to come over in the fall.
Yeah, as you know, Anthony sent his two boats over that
right.
way.
Right. So, yeah.
Now that he's shilled everybody in here, he's going to go over there with a bigger.
Go over there. He wants to get the big ones, yeah, for sure. So what's next for Gary Graham? Where's the next Baja travel?
Well, actually, the next Baja travel may not be Baja. I may go to Costa Rica for a couple different reasons. One, there's going to be a women's tournament called La Pescadora in February that Samantha Mumford is putting on, and I may go down to cover that. And while I'm there, they also are tagging rooster fish down there. Gray Fish Tag has been put up started a program down there, and I want to see that because we're doing our first Gray Fish Tag in Cabo with Ehrenberg's. The Ehrenberg family has funded a $5,000 tag, so we're going to do one in sometime.
Tag
in the
a rooster fish.
Tag a rooster fish.
Wow! And what is the data showing? I mean, where the data in Costa Rica is showing that they are moving, huh?
They're moving. Everybody thought they kind of hung out on the same beach,
Sure.
You know, they were kind of a resident fish, but based on what the information that the Gray Fish Tag has done over the last 2 years, the roosters that have been tagged, and there's been like four now, I think, that four or five, but they seem to go up the coast, and then they come, but they go tight to the coast going up, or they go out offshore. But usually
you're up the coast a couple hundred miles. A
couple hundred miles, and then they turn around, but they go offshore 40 or 50 miles and
offshore.
Come back offshore.
Wow.
And make a big loop.
Right. And that's kind of what a lot of the inshore fish that I'm seeing SATAG data on, that's what they're doing. The other thing that Ehrenbergs have done, they've been tagging funding tags out of Cabo. And in 2016, they tagged two fish that won, and one of the fish was caught the next day. But fortunately, the guy that caught it recognized it was a satellite tag and released it. But point of that is that showed that those fish survived.
Totally.
The roosters?
I mean, the next day.
This is striped marlin.
Striped marlin, okay.
Yeah. But those two fish, one of those fish went straight to the mainland and down that way. The other one went around the corner up into the Sea of Cortez, off of Loreto in the spot where out in the deep water in the trench, and hung out there for 92 days or 94 days before it was harvested.
Wow.
And never left it. And that sort of led to confirms what happened at the Ross tournament this year, where they caught so many striped marlin that they released.
Yeah.
They had 100 and some odd in 2 days in May, and that's unusual.
Really unusual.
Yeah.
Mag Bay East.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot of Baja to talk about and more with the legend, Gary Graham.
Oh, man, yeah, it's going to be a really great show. So much cool information, and we'd love to hear from you. Boy, if you want to be a part of the show, talk about a great time to get some Baja information with the man, Gary Graham. And if you want to give us a call this morning, we want to hear from you. 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And not only are you going to get a chance to talk to that Baja guy, you're also going to get a shot at winning a really cool prize.
Yeah.
How about this for one lucky caller at the end of the
show
today?
Package, huh?
Yeah, exactly. One lucky caller is going to win all this great stuff. First, a full-day trip going fishing on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Fish with our good buddy Captain Ryan Boston and the whole team. Fresh back from boat work, looking beautiful, so you're going to get to go fishing on a full-day trip. With that, you're going to get the brand-new 2020 Bill Varnay Sport Fishing Calendar. Bill did such a great job. All the tide books, not more needs to be said about what a great, awesome job Bill did. In addition to that, Gary has brought us a really cool addition to the prize in two of the classic, well, one very classic and then one very cool Baja books. The Sea of Cortez, you know, the classic
sunset book.
The beautiful Ray Cannon book, you know, that belongs on every fisherman's coffee table. I mean, a really cool classic.
Like this is a collector's item.
Yeah, and Ray Cannon is the one that started the column that I write with Jonathan Rodon now.
Wow. Okay, in Western Outdoor News.
Exactly.
That's really cool. It's a beautiful book and something that every Baja guy would be stoked to have on his table. And in addition to that, we've got your old partner and buddy wrote a very fun book, Eating Your Way Through Baja. And it's literally a list of every spot and stop you'd want to go from Tijuana to the peninsula and more. So really cool couple of books that Gary's so graciously added to the prize pack. So again, so much cool stuff. Lots of fun going on today. If you want to get your shot at all that great stuff, and better yet, just your chance to talk to Gary, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride.
Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Phones are packing up. One more time, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Your chance to talk to Gary, winning a trip on the San Diego, the 2020 Bill Barnett calendar, and those great books, Eating Your Way Through Baja and the Sea of Cortez.
Ultimate Sea of Cortez. That is such a classic book. Oh, I remember having that book, you know, 50 years ago, right? When was it published, Gary?
1960-something.
Yeah, but some of the pictures in there are
classic.
Amazing. Yeah, and you just find these books.
You can find them on eBay.
Yeah.
If you've shopped for them, but you have to kind of watch it. But they do show up there.
It's a definite collector's item.
Yeah. Gary gifted me one of these years ago, and it's still sitting on our coffee table, like book area.
Hey,
you know, and I love it. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah,
the
old classic Baja photos are just awesome.
The person that's going to win it, if you don't have one,
it's really cool.
Yeah, for sure. 833-288-0973. One line open. If you want to get through, there's your chance. Let's jump into it, right?
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off with Jeff? Jeff's calling us from Bonita this morning. And Jeff, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Gary, I've just started traveling the northern Baja south of San Felipe over the last 5 or 6 years and visited Papa Fernandez and the Gonzaga Bay. Maybe you could talk about what it was like back when you first visited.
Yeah, to go into Gonzaga.
Yeah. Yeah, going to Gonzaga or Bay of L.A. Bay of L.A. was a big deal. Actually, my family, we spent a lot of time with the kids there just because it was a cool place and it was easy for us to get to. But when I started driving the road had been paved. It was when it first opened in 73. The first time I went down was 1969. I flew down on Ed Tabor's airline that went to Flying Sportsman in Loretto. However, as it happened, I found out later, it didn't always fly every day, and I happened to hit it a day it didn't fly. So we walked, think of doing this, walked in the airport to another ticket counter and bought tickets and flew somewhere else. think of it.
Yeah, right? That didn't work like that anymore.
No.
Yeah.
And my son and I, my oldest son and I, flew to La Paz. We stayed at La Perla that night, got a cab the next day, went up to Flying Sportsman and spent the week. And that was the first week I'd ever, or first week in Baja. So after that, we, like I said, our family spent a lot of time camping. We went up and down. The first road trip I did was myself and two other guys, and we went all the way to the tip, drove all the way down in a Dodge van that had nothing in it, wasn't tricked out or anything. It had a mattress and two bucket seats, and that was it. But we went all the way to Cabo and stayed at Rancho Buena Vista. That was the first time I met Chuck Walters, and first time I really got a sense that the what I had dreamed about, that the fishing from the beach would be as good as it was. And Chuck Walters had come to breakfast, or met us at breakfast just to talk. We didn't know him, and I asked him about the fishing. He ran up and got us a spinning rod. It was flailing away out in front of Rancho Buena Vista restaurant. Never did catch anything, but he demonstrated that it was possible. So from that, we started then in the 80s. Eventually, I stayed with the beach and liking the beach, and nobody else did that. The hotels, they considered the beach a sidewalk to get their people on boats and go fish offshore. So the beach fishing rooster fish in the 70s was unheard of. Mm-hmm. And we were doing it from the beach, and then developed the fly fishing thing.
You were like the original guy down
there.
Yeah,
for fly fishing, rooster fishing in the 80s. And
now, what about Gonzaga? Did you spend much time? Jeff was asking about Gonzaga.
Not a lot. Most of my time was spent at Bay of LA. Yeah. Gonzaga was not that big a deal then, frankly. Yeah. And the roads
Hard to
get to. The roads that way were not.
Have they fixed that road? I mean, is the road between San Felipe and Gonzaga fixed now, or actually between Puertecitos and Gonzaga?
No,
because it got washed out. It was really nice. It was a brand new highway,
But it got washed out.
It got washed out. They still haven't fixed it.
Right.
Yeah,
they're working
on
it.
Cool place.
But, yeah.
Pretty amazing place to go catch cabrilla at the right time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, cool place. But Jeff, are you headed down there?
Yeah, we just came back in November, and there's still 7 washed-out bridges, but for the most part, it's drivable. I saw people driving Volkswagen Jettas through it.
Really?
We're heading back down in February. So
it's partial highway. It's like highway, and then you have to go under the bridges and that kind of thing?
Right. And it's just amazing. I just can only imagine what it was like back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
So,
cool spot.
You used to hear it was a day and a half trip from San Felipe.
Yeah. Indeed. Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot for sharing. Appreciate the call this morning. That very much. Hey, let's go with some exciting news about Baja travel from Rancho Leonardo's very own Pamela Benselem. Good morning, Pam.
Hey. Hi, Pam.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So
Happy New Decade.
So, yeah.
John was on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
He got word that Volaris was putting out a pretty hot deal. It actually started Friday and ends tomorrow, but a lot of the airfares are up to 50% off.
Wow.
No way.
But this special does end tomorrow, so anyone who's interested in getting down to Baja might want to check it out for the dates that, even for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament, June 6th to the 10th, I found round trip airfares for $120.
To Cabo?
Yes.
Wow.
From Tijuana.
Get out of here.
$120
That's
round
so cool,
trip
Pam.
From Tijuana to Cabo.
San Jose del Cabo, yes.
Oh, unbelievable. And that, I guess, that special goes through October, right, if you have different times that you want to go.
So you need to travel between now and October 24th.
Okay.
But you need to book this special by tomorrow.
Wow.
Now, it's like a little flash sale that they put up. They might, repeat it at some point during the year, but you never know.
No.
So if you want to get down to Baja, now's the time to go.
I'm literally going to go home and book some tickets tonight. I mean, $120? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like,
yeah. Round trip.
I need some Rancho Leonardo margarita in my life. Like, I need to make
there
that happen.
Go.
That's
absolutely
so cool.
So you just go to Volaris, Volaris.com, and just put your destinations. Is there a particular a code that you need? Or
well, at the very top, there's a banner. It says travel up to 50% off, book now. So when you click the book now, it puts in a promo code, and that's what gives you the discounted prices.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. All right. That's hot news.
Good
Pam.
Info,
thanks
Pam.
A lot.
Yeah.
Very
that's
hot
not,
news.
That's not just to Cabo. It's anywhere Volaris flies?
Anywhere Volaris flies, yes.
Wow. Wow. That's a great deal. Well, Pam, thanks. And you'll be in the office, in the Rancho Leonardo booking office this week, taking reservations?
Absolutely, I will be.
How's our tournament in June looking?
Still rooms available, but if people want to get in on it, give me a call tomorrow or next day. Book these airfares especially.
Yeah, that saves. I mean, that saves a ton. That's crazy.
Yeah, $125 round trip.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, you fly out of San Diego and it's three times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Very well could be. Yep. Yeah. So indeed. We've got rooms available still for the tournament. So feel free to give me a call. 800-646-2252.
And I'll just say, too, for the people that are thinking about it, and Pete, you can comment. Gary, you can say the same. For those that are maybe slightly hesitant about flying out of Tijuana, let me tell you, after that CBX was a thing, I mean, there is just nothing to it.
They remodeled the airport. The airport's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's Starbucks and Subway and everything else that you would be, you know. And if you're
they have a great wine bar there.
I mean, if you're used to flying out of Lindbergh Field, there is very, very little difference. You don't need to be fluent in Spanish to be able to make your way around. It is just, don't hesitate. There's nothing to it. It's
park
very easy.
For like, what, $12 a day right there? You park right there.
On the U.S. side.
Walk in, buy your ticket, and walk across, and you're there.
Yeah, there's just nothing to it. Don't let the fact that it's in Tijuana scare you from it, because it's not. It's just so easy.
Yep.
And it makes it easier, too, once you land. You're already in Mexico, so that there's no customs.
Yeah,
you just walk off the plane and you get your luggage and away you go.
And you're gone.
Yeah. It's sweet.
It's a good one. Well, Pam Benson from Rancho Leonardo, once again, if somebody wants to book a trip with you, how do we get a hold of you?
1-800-646-2252 or rancholeonardo.com.
All right. Join us in June. We're going to have fun, right, Pam?
Yes, definitely. And we'll see you all in March.
Yes.
Fred Hall.
All right, Pam. Thanks for
the
info. Appreciate it.
Take care.
That's huge, huh? Yeah, I mean
that's a good deal.
You've done the CBX and Volaris many, many times.
Yeah, in fact, most of the time that's what I do.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
It's just so easy. CBX is so easy. $120. I'm stoked that she said that. I'm not kidding.
I'm
go home and book some tickets.
That's really good. Anywhere you want to go in Mexico.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, good deal. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it, man. Well, jam-packed they are. How about this time we talk to Hills? Hills Connoisseur Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Gary. My question for Gary is about snook. My buddy has a house in San Juanico, and he sent me a photo of him holding looks like a 20-pounder. And so I'm just wondering, are they good to eat, which is secondary to me, but and then do you use lures or bait for those things? And how common is it? Is that rare? Did you and Del Marsh catch those?
Good call, Hills. Hills is your guy, Gary. Hills calls us, you know, very commonly from the surf. He's a surf fishing guy.
Yeah, he can hear the surf laughing at his feet right now.
This is your guy.
Yeah. Snook are actually, the first time I saw snook in Baja was at Mag Bay, and I went there for that reason, and we searched, and I hired a diver, commercial diver, to take me throughout the different areas in Mag Bay and through the different channels and show me his best spots with the understanding that I would only catch one fish at each spot to verify they were there. And I was fishing fly. By the way, they fish. You can catch them on fly, lures, and bait. And the best bait you can get for them are live shrimp, and that's in October, November when shrimp season is on. You can buy them from the local commercial fishing
guys. Live shrimp?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and they work really well. But they, as far as size, they range anywhere from, I've caught them as small as a couple pounds all the way up to, my largest fish is right in the 30s, I think.
Wow.
But I have seen... I saw pictures, one cook who fishes out of San Quintin, yep. fishes Bay of L.A., and then he goes down to Mag Bay. Last year, when he was there, they were fishing snook outside the bay, at the outside the Boca, and he
Mag Bay.
At Puerto Lopez Mateos. Yeah, going out of that Boca. And he had fish up to 45 that he had pictures of.
Get out of here.
And he had, and the record is in the 50s for black snook.
Wow.
And he said he had one that would have been a record. That,
wow.
And he knew what he was looking at. So, but this year, that was not this year, that was the year before. This year there were fish there, but no, I didn't hear of any over 35 being caught. But there's a couple spots outside, and a couple of the locals protect those spots. I mean, they are serious about not letting you know where those spots are. But there's basically... I'll give you a really quick tip. What I learned from that guy, the diving guy, is when you're looking for spots where snook might hang out, look for the mangroves that are dying at the top. Because what that means is there's a lot of current on the roots, and they're deeper. They're deep around those bends. And because of that, the snook seem to hang out there more, and other fish as well. But I've told other people on the East Coast that story, and they say you shouldn't tell people that. But there you go.
That's an inside secret for you there, Hills. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yeah, the snook in Baja is kind of – there was. Pat McDonald wrote a real nice story in Pacific Coast Sport
Nation.
Great
story, yeah, on all about, six different colors.
Yeah, all different, yeah. In fact, he and I were traipsing, and he talked about it in the story, about traipsing in the alligator-infested swamps of Costa Rica down there when we were down there.
That's cool.
Looking for snook. Yeah. We saw them. We didn't catch them.
Man, the take, you never, ever, if you have a bite, one snook bite, you'll never forget it.
Yeah.
They're just totally.
And they jump, and yeah, they're pretty exciting.
That's a fish that I want to knock off my bucket list real bad. Similar story, when we did that Panama trip to Cass, where you'd camp on the, or not camp, but like stay on the beach down there.
Right.
You could walk down, there was like a little lagoon, and there was a snook inside the lagoon that I hooked on a little jerkbait, like a little Rapala jerkbait, and it jumped off, you know, it jumped and threw the lure, and I want one of those things so bad.
That was down in Panama.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The Panama on a budget trip.
He still does.
Yeah, the name is escaping me right now, but a really fun trip, and I want one of those things so bad, man. That's high on my list of escapees.
Indeed.
One other thing on the snook, usually in mid-July on a new moon is what is the best at San Jose del Cabo.
Mid-July. In the surf.
Yeah.
In San Jose.
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Right where the marina
both
is?
Both black and white snook, yeah.
Really?
Really. Oh, that's
Pettisi. That's what I couldn't. I couldn't come up with the name Pettisi. It was real cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and with the San Diego Bay Bass Seminar coming up, and of course the tournament, we talk about like Shimano SLX, we talk about Tranks. What do you fishing?
They have done so much in that low-profile, really nice bass reel that they have great reels at every price point. You know, you can get an SLX, which is a great reel for $100.
Such a great reel for $100.
Now they have an upgraded version. I believe it's called an XT. It's like a higher-end version of an SLX that, you know, I think is like gets you up at $129. There's an SLX DC, the new Corrado DC, obviously the Tranks. I mean, Shimano has really
that
got
Corrado
you covered.
DC?
Oh, dude.
Oh, my. What a reel that is.
I love them. Very, very great casting reel. Very smooth. But, you know, DC at an affordable price, they are so killer.
Yeah. And that Tranks 200, 300?
Yeah.
Really good.
Long line in the bay to have a Tranks 400, a reel that's small, that fits in your hand, but holds a lot of line.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, putting a lot of line out, sand bass fishing in the channel.
Oh,
they really got
you
covered.
Secret,
yeah. There's, oh,
There's no secret there, man. I've been a gold Calcutta 400 guy for a long time.
There you go. Well, check it out at your local Shimano dealer. They'll set you up right.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. Today, it's sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. It's info all the way up and down the moon. You heard John Ireland, he pulled out his phone yesterday checking the temps at the East Cape. Terrafin is not just for fishing, yellowfin tuna on the 302. I mean, they have you covered everywhere. It's such a great service.
All over the world.
Inexpensive, very easy to use. There's nothing like it.
You got to have Terrafin.
Yep, no doubt. Hey, let's start off up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there?
Great.
Great. What's going on over Dana Wharf?
Well, it's January. Along with that comes that closure, as we all know, from conception to the border, that whole RCG complex, that rockfish, Cabazon, Grayling, that'll include our sheephead and whitefish. Certainly kind of bummed about that, but that's what we have to work with here for the next couple months. So it's certainly made us have to shift gears, and we're more or less on our three-quarter-day trips right now, focusing on that scorpion fish, that sculpin out in that deeper water. It has been good, kind of depending on the conditions. We've got a little bit of breeze in the morning. It's had the boat kind of laid funky into the current. It's made it hard to get kind of where we need to be over the top of some of these spots, because some of them aren't real big spots, little hard bottom spots. But it's been good. Five fish limits has kind of been the norm here so far for our guys fishing this stuff. So we're certainly going to kind of lean on that here for the next little bit. The best setups for this stuff for us has been a Viejo swim bait on the lead head fished above an 8-ounce torpedo sinker. So single dropper loop, loop that swim bait on that dropper loop, send it to the bottom. What's good about that is it really eliminates a lot of that rockfish bycatch, because you don't have to tip it with squid or anything like that. And those big sculpin will slurp up that swim bait, no problem. So it's kept us from having to stay very busy with the descending devices, sending those rockfish down, which certainly, we're catching a little bit of rockfish and having to release that stuff as well. But that's like 5 or 6 inch swim bait on a 1 ounce lead head has certainly been the way to go to fill your five fish limit on that sculpin. And then with that cooler water, the bass has been a bit slow, as you could probably imagine. Some of the guys fishing a lead head with the squid have had some nice sand bass kind of rolling that across the bottom. And we're still catching some whitefish and sheephead. You know, you'll probably see it in the counts now as released fish. So, you know, just take a look at the fish counts and kind of figure out that, you know, there is that stuff being caught. It's just not being retained. And then some guys also rolling swim bait along the bottom, catching some nice sand bass and sculpin on the inside water as well. So nothing really new on the halibut front either. We're seeing a lot of bait in some of the right spots, but it's been funny. The halibut that have been in our counts this last week have all come from that deeper water when we're fishing that sculpin. So I think those halibut guys are going to start doing some drifts out there in that 200 to 240 feet of water on their halibut trips here too. So that's kind of it for us in a nutshell. If you guys want to hop on a trip, certainly call the landing. Reservations are good because that helps build the trip to get the boat away from the dock with the lighter loads. Our phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. Check us out on our webpage at danawharf.com. And for the month of January, we're going to use that discount code of JAN, January, JAN25, and that'll save you 25% on one of these half to three-quarter day trips with us.
What a deal.
That's a good deal.
JAN25.
Willie, I got a quick question on your sculpin dropper loop thing. So you're fishing a lead head and a 5-inch MC Viejo below a torpedo sinker. Do they just drop it to the bottom? You shake it like a drop shot, or would just that bait down in the bottom and a little bit of current get bites just fine, not having to, I mean, you fish it the same as if it were a strip of squid? Like, how does that work? I'm intrigued.
So it's above the sinker, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like on the single dropper loop.
Sure.
You feel the sinker hit the bottom, then you slack up a little bit, you know, just to make sure that swim bait hits the bottom too. Then you just give it a little shake, and they just jump right on it.
That's a good tip, man.
Almost like a drop shot.
Yeah, I think that's great info.
Like exactly. But with that lead head, obviously, it's going to hit the bottom, and it's good because it keeps the majority of the rockfish off of it, you know, no sculpin get on it. It seems to help us sort through.
Yeah, I thought that was a great tip, man. That's good info. Well, Willie, we sure appreciate it. So killer. You guys always take such good care of our listeners. Again, discount code JAN25. You want to go get some sculpin for the fish taco night. There's not a better thing to put on the plate. Appreciate it, Willie, as always, and we'll look forward to hearing another great one next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you then. See ya.
Thanks, Brian.
Right,
Appreciate that, Willie. Very much.
Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru to join us, this is going to wrap it up. Again, don't want to remind you, the brand new 2020 CCA Bill Varnay calendar is now available. You can get it at local tackle stores like Turner's Outdoorsman and Fisherman's Lining Tackle, or you can get it at fishthesurf.com.
Indeed. Or you could be one of the lucky winners today.
Yeah, there you go.
That wins that whole package that includes the Bill Varnay calendar for sure. So let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Sam? He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. You know, my question really is, how did you get your start in photography, and you know, what kind of equipment you take out? You know, everybody takes the hanging dead fish picture, which is awesome. But you know, you mix up your, you have to make sure it's interesting over broad spectrum. And what kind of gear do you take out with you? You know, there's a lot of, everybody's using drones and things like that. What gear do you use when you go out?
Well, I have all the gear, but I have drones. I have Osmo for cell phone, so it stabilizes it. But basically, as far as my real gear, I use a Canon D80.
Fancy camera.
I think it's a D500 or something. And then I have a Nikon 5100 that I'm using. Both have, let's see, the Nikon has an 18 by 200 lens, which is my go-to lens for, which allows for hanging fish that you mentioned if I have to, but also gives me some depth, the 200 range. And then my Canon, I've got one now, I've got a lens for that goes 72 to 350, and I have another one that's 22 by 70, and those are my two basic lenses for that. The 22 by 70 is a f2.8, and the other one's a 350. I would have a f2.8 if I get very, very rich someday in the bigger, in the longer lens. But those are the two basic ones I use. I honestly have been talking about, using my cell phone, camera more this year, and we'll see how that works out. But, was doing some stuff the other day and ended up doing about 30% of it with the cell direct, and found that I was pleased with what I was getting, but that's still experimental. I'm just playing with that.
All this new technology, you've really seized it and done some amazing things with your photography.
Yeah, I guess the advantage I had was that I was not a film guy. I photographed with film, but I didn't know what I was doing. And so when all the digital stuff came out, I sort of was there from the beginning. And because of that, I could kind of I didn't have anything against it. Other photographers that were moving from film to that resented it, and it took a while for them to catch up. But for me, it was like computers. It was just a new deal and something you had to use. And now I spend more time taking pictures than I do writing, frankly.
I always hear people that are accomplished photographers like yourself talk about the glass and how important it is, and you know, it's like a deer hunter with a rifle. Like, your rifle's only as good as the scope you put on it, and people say the same thing. You can get wrapped up into whatever camera you have, but it's only as good as the piece of glass you attach to it.
Exactly. That 22x70 is my killer, is a killer lens. And I mean, the first time I took a photo with it when I bought it, holy. You know,
so explain that. What's 22
yeah,
by 70?
Yeah, exactly. 70? Thank you.
That's the range of the.
It's a zoom?
Yeah, it's a zoom. Basically, it goes
so
22.
Wide angle.
Yeah, wide
22.
Angle. Goes,
regular angle is like 55, 58.
Yeah, well, the
like
22. The wider angle is the less. So if you have an 18, that's more. You've got more in the shot. If you go to 200.
But
then
your eye sees about 55 or something like
exactly.
that.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is like a 22x70, so you can kind of go wherever you want.
Yeah, and that's the field's. It's a little narrower field than you want. By going to 18, you increase it enough. As a frame of reference, if you're taking a hanging fish marlin shot, you can get everybody in the team in it in an 18 a lot easier than a 22.
Gotcha.
Sure.
Yeah. So multiple lenses.
Yeah, and it depends on distance because it depends on how they have the weigh scales set up.
Sure.
Ideally, you have
especially with some of those big fish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's
hey, thanks
great.
A lot
Good
for
info,
the call.
Man.
Good stuff. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, we got him. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is standing by. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're
Happy
doing
New
great,
Year, Gundy.
Buddy. Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah, I'm all fired up, man. Let's get it going. It seemed like the quickest holiday season ever. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old, Pete, but this sure starts rolling by on you.
Yeah, you just wait, man. You just wait.
Hey, we had some pretty good fishing, though. You know, some very nice weather, actually. Cooler temperatures, but good weather and not a lot of swell. And with it, some good catches. The barred perch fight continues strong. You know, we're not seeing the big ones, none of those two-pounders, but pretty much limit fishing on, you know, hand-sized, palm-sized fish and a little bit bigger to the north. The shallow water rockfish are on the bite this week on the beaches up north. And then to the south, we've seen a little resurgence in the halibut bite. And I think a lot had to do with bait in the water. And we've talked about that. After you get rains, you get runoff, and that's kind of good for the bait, and you'll see bait move shallow. Hook, line, sinker reported good fishing on the shallow reefs. Anglers fishing cut squid and shrimp have been taking a mix of calico bass, sand bass, Johnny bass, and chocolate rockfish. Remember, you know, there's rockfish closures, but you from the surf, you can still fish rockfish, if I'm correct, you know. So a lot of guys don't keep that in mind this time of year. Wiley's also reported a good bite on the reef beaches. One of the shop regulars scored 4 nice sand bass, 3 yellowfin croaker, 2 Johnny bass, and a short cabazon in a session there. He was fishing with shrimp. The shop also reported some good perch catches up there, Fifth Street, Silver Strand, Point Magoo, like that. Big Fish in Seal Beach reported lots of bait inside. Anchovy pattern flash minnows and swim baits have been working. Catches were reported from Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach, 72nd Place, Bolsa Chica. A sign of the bait, a few threshers were spotted whacking the bait balls off the Seal Beach pier, so that's definitely a good sign for bait. Pacific Coast also reported improved halibut catches. Shop regular took 2 legal fish, 24, 26 inch on a 110 flash minnow there. I think he was at South Carlsbad, and then some legal fish were also taken in the lagoons, I believe a 28-incher on a live smelt. Good perch action throughout the southern beaches, but mostly small fish there. And then I think we had 1 striped bass, an 8-pounder that was taken at Del Mar on a piece of cut anchovy. So overall, not bad fishing, good weather, And heck, it's January, and you're catching. You know, that's surf fishing.
Yeah,
exactly.
No kidding.
We'll take it.
We'll take it anytime. Gundy Gunderson again, fantastic. Fantastic. We got to get you in the studio. When are you
going to
come?
Yeah, Gundy, come on.
I got some more time. I'm going to be in town there with you guys. So I'll call you up this week, Pete.
All
we'll make some.
Sounds like a plan. We'll make a plan and get you.
Hold him to it, man. I'm ready.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, people are always emailing me and calling me. When are you going to get Gundy in the studio with you? So you're in demand,
people
Gundy.
Want you, Gundy.
All right. I'd love to do it.
All right. Come on down. All right.
My pleasure.
Talk to you
see
next
you, Gundy.
Week. Thanks a lot
Happy
for
New
the
Year.
Call. This season. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour of your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. both in the Alagnac and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.